Today we'll be'ez Hashem be learning Daf Tzadi Beis and Masechet Shabbos. Some of the key topics and concepts to be discussed include: first, we will conclude the discussion from the previous Daf about Eged Kli, whether the contents of a Kli, although physically located in the Rishus HaRabim, are to be considered to be in the Rishus HaYachid, because part of the Kli remains in the Rishus HaYachid. The Mishnah will derive from the way the Levim carried the parts of the Mishkan what are considered normal or abnormal ways of carrying objects, which will include Kalach HaYad. Doing a malach in a backhanded or unusual fashion makes it only an isidra bon. Botla daiten etza kolodim. Even if somebody does an action that he considers normal, we can label it as unusual in light of the behavior of the vast majority of humanity. The Gemara looks to derive from the way the Levim carried the Mizbeach and Aron that somebody who carries an item more than 10 tefachim above the ground is still chayv. At the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses carrying something on one's head. The Mishnah top of Amud Beis and the Gemara that follows discuss whether one is chayib when something you are carrying shifts to either a more protected or less protected position. The Mishnah at the end of the daf discusses whether shnayim shasur, two people who carry something together, are chayib for carrying. According to one opinion, it depends on whether each individual would have been able to carry the item himself.